USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants to know who on the White House staff told a whistleblower about his conversation with the president of Ukraine in July, which has sparked a whistleblower complaint accusing Trump of pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate former VP Joe Biden. That complaint now at the center of an impeachment inquiry, and Trump has compared the leaker to a spy. Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Senator Kamala Harris says the New York State Bar should be investigating Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for his role in that phone call.
I'm actually calling on the IG and the State Department to actually investigate and figure out who in the State Department was in cahoots or was facilitating Giuliani's interactions with Ukrainian officials.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Two movie theater chains releasing new policies that will ban masks and face paint at screenings of the new movie Joker. Landmark Theaters and AMC saying they won't permit masks or face paint as they're concerned the Joker movie may inspire violence like the Colorado theater shooting of 2012. Vice President Mike Pence speaking in Indiana yesterday about the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. He says the administration's been working tirelessly to try to improve trade.
Since the first day of this administration, President Trump and I have been working to hold our trading partners accountable, to open up foreign markets across the globe, to level the playing field. What the president likes to say is for free, fair, and reciprocal trade. That reciprocal word is one that he uses most often.
While all the countries involved have agreed to the USMCA, Mexico is the only country where lawmakers have actually ratified the deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon confirming that it's making plans to send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia soon. Here's John Clemens with more.
That confirmation came from Chief Pentagon spokesperson Jonathan Huffman, who said, in light of recent attacks on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and at their invitation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has announced the U.S. will deploy one Patriot battery, 4 Sentinel radars, and about 200 U.S. support personnel. The Secretary has also approved putting additional forces on what is called Prepare to Deploy Orders, will maintain a heightened state of readiness. This deployment follows the drone attacks by Iran on Saudi oil fields back on September 14th.
An L.A. businessman's heading to prison for bribing his son's way into college. In Boston federal court yesterday, 53-year-old Stephen Sempervivo was sentenced to 4 months behind bars after pleading guilty to a single count of fraud and conspiracy in May. After prosecutors say he paid $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown University as a fake tennis recruit. Garth Brooks is getting an award for his compassion, the country music star receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event in New York City last night. That global nonprofit, Points of Light, created the award to honor those who advance solutions to the world's most difficult problems. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.